News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, UK ministers are set to introduce a ban on prosecutions on British soldiers for actions taken during the Troubles. Politicians on both sides of the Irish border have condemned a reported move to prevent the future prosecutions over these crimes. And the UK government is saying that this needs to happen. These are for crimes that occurred before the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement, according to reports today. And for more on all of this, we're joined now by Colm Eastwood, leader of the SDLP. Colm, can you give us first your response to this idea that there will be an amnesty for British soldiers?
Well, there'll be an amnesty for everyone. And of course, this was tried in 2005 between Sinn Féin and the previous British government, and it was able to be stopped by victims then. This is the British government absolutely betraying all of the victims of the Troubles and betraying the peace process, because there is an agreement called the Stormont House Agreement to deal with all of these issues. And they haven't even spoken to me or any other party in Northern Ireland about how they would advance their new proposals. They have gone unilaterally without the support of the Irish government. And I just think this is a real kick in the face for the victims who have suffered far too long and not been given the right to truth or justice since our peace process began. And it's just so shabby, so cynical and so dishonest.
I suppose what they're saying, Colm, is that these trials are collapsing due to an inadmissibility of evidence. We saw that earlier this week, that the trial of the two ex-paratroopers accused of shooting Joe McCann collapsed for that very reason. Is there not an argument that that is the case, that these are historical crimes, that these are very difficult to prosecute, and perhaps they are opening old wounds and I suppose, causing more harm than good in some ways?
Well, the old wounds are open, and they've been open for many decades. Trying to, you know, forget about this and move forward without dealing with it hasn't served anybody. It has just got worse. We all want to move on, but we have to do that on the basis of truth and reconciliation and justice where possible. There will be cases where justice will be possible. Soldier F is going through the court right now for his actions on Bloody Sunday. Next Tuesday, the inquest will report into the Ballymurphy massacre. But these people have had to struggle and struggle and struggle for just access to basic truth. We know the British government or the IRA or the UVF or UDA won't hand over the truth of what happened to those people's loved ones. So the only way to get at that is through a proper judicial process. Most victims understand that the opportunity for, you know, proper justice has passed, but they're entitled to seek it, and they're entitled to that process, and most importantly, they're entitled to truth. And I also think our society is entitled to move on the basis of a truthful account of what happened in the past. Otherwise, we're just going to damn many future generations to have to deal with these issues because we didn't have the guts to deal with them.
Okay, you have tweeted, "This is the most unprincipled and cynical British government in many years," and it is saying something that is an absolute disgrace. Shame on them. But you mentioned that Sinn Féin were in favour of this previously as well. There are atrocities that can come out on all sides in this. Are parties such as Sinn Féin compromised when they speak about this matter?
Well, Sinn Féin, thankfully, have moved on from their position in 2005, but they were all up for an amnesty then. I think what we have to do when we approach these issues is deal with everybody, every victim, every atrocity in the same way. Everybody is entitled to truth. Everybody is entitled to seek justice. That's the only basis of a just peace and a just reconciled future. And we can't do it without that. The reality is we have tried to draw a line under the in the sand, and it hasn't worked. We have 20 years of that. It hasn't worked. The issues have got worse. You know, with more and more new generations coming forward and campaigning for truth for their loved ones who died even before they were born. So we can't ignore this. We have to grasp the nettle and deal with it. But this British government have absolutely no intention of doing that. When I said that in a tweet last night, to say that they're the most untruthful government that we've had in many years is really saying something when it comes to the British government. But to sneak this out at night after meeting Simon Coveney and not telling him that they would be announcing this, to sneak it out in the Tory press the night before a British election, is just so shabby and so cynical.
So they are saying that the model that they want is something akin to the South African model, the truth and reconciliation model. You don't buy that there's any merit in that?
Well, I would buy it if I believed that either the paramilitary organisations or the British state would actually come forward with the truth. But they've had 20 years to do that, and they haven't done it in one case. That's the reality. People have had to struggle through the courts. They don't want to do that. You know, victims don't want to be traipsing up and down to court houses every week to try to get a small amount of truth dragged out of paramilitaries or the British state. But they've had to because those organisations have refused to give them the truth that they're entitled to. You know, how could we trust any of those organisations, whether it's the state or paramilitaries, that they would give truth if they haven't done it yet?
Yeah. Colin, there appears to be a great deal of strain in the North, more so than there has been for a number of years, perhaps post-Brexit, post the Good Friday the agreement being under pressure, post the Northern Ireland Protocol, all of those things. At this time, is this very unhelpful, this kind of, I suppose, conversation about the North, about whether or not an amnesty might be offered to people who have perpetuated atrocities in the past? Does this pour sort of fuel on those flames?
Absolutely. You know, things are difficult enough, and many of us are trying to calm tensions and bring people back together and make everybody understand that, you know, the problem hasn't changed, so the solution hasn't changed, as John Hume used to say, and we have to get back to the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. But the British government, this British government, is only concerned with Tory backbenchers who've got big military constituencies. They're not actually concerned with the peace process. They're dishonest. They refuse to even face up to their position on this and actually announce it properly. And they've sneaked it out in the dead of night without even telling the Irish government. I've never seen the likes of this before. It is absolutely astonishing.
Okay, an insult to victims. I think it's clear you're saying. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Colm Eastwood, their leader of the SDLP.